to Hilchos Trumas. The Rambam goes over the Gevulim of Eretz Yisrael in Hilchos Trumas. Here he doesn't talk about the Gevulim. We're learning a Shemitah here. It's Tuesday night, Or L'Chof Sivan, Tovshinai and Dalet. I met today with some big names of the Dati Lumi Rabbinate. I met with Rav Kuperman and Rav Ragno.
Badno
and Rav Nir Bardon. I met with them. We smoked a peace pipe first. No, it was a very nice meeting. I told them I want them to come, and they should sit and come, and they should tell the Kehillah to come, and they should come. I said, you guys don't need the simulcast. They don't need the simulcast. Monday, save the date, write it down. Yoo-hoo. What? Monday, Tes Tammuz, July
7th.
Are you sure?
Yes.
From 7:30 to 10:15.
My birthday.
We're having the biggest names in. Rav Amichai is coming. And the one that said about the maps in Eretz Yisrael. He's coming. And Amir Dror. He's the head guy that's in charge of all the buying and selling the shivuk. So it might be that guy again. Okay. You want me to make fun of you like in front of everybody? I'm giving the Shemitah shir now. I told you I'm either going to be on the 10 o'clock bus or the 10:30 bus. Bye. Okay, Shmaitz, Perek Dalet, Halacha Chafei. Dalet Chafei, page 443. The Rambam says, this is Perek Dalet, Halacha Chafei. Ein Shmias Nahigel Celebrate Yisrael Belabad, Shenemar Ki Tavol, Alor Tashar Nino Seng Lachem, Bishav Sohar Et Shabbos Lashem. It's not clear why the Rambam needs a pasuk with a cheshbin, it's a mitzvah of Fuyus Baretz, and then an Agus of the Baretz. It's not clear. The Farshim don't really. I didn't find anyone that gives a satisfying merit why the Rambam says this puzzle. And maybe stop for you. Have a local puzzle than a general rule. It usually, that's not an answer. Okay. Then the Rambam says, "V'noheg is bein b'fnei abayis, bein shelo b'fnei abayis." So, what does that mean? So there are some. Okay, we'll learn the Shabbos Aretz. Let's learn Shabbos Aretz, page 443. Lonaga shmita shavu avaseinu leikar Eretz Yisrael. The kovshu os meaning ikar Eretz Yisrael means not Eretz Yichon. The count didn't start. It wasn't noyig at all until they went to Iker to Shol, meaning Pes, not Sichon Boy. The Kovshu Oisol, the Chilkuha, 14 years. Achia Kolecha Vechon Makar Ischelko. So the count started after 14 years of being in Eretz Yisrael. How do we know that? Today's Shemitah is a little more complicated. Machlokes Rishonim, the Churban was in year number 1 or 8. You know what? We won't go into it now. We'll learn what we're learning. Shmias Bezman Azeh. So you'll see Hasovim Shechiyuvim in HaTorah. Yeshomim Shenege Shmias Kan Bezman Azeh in HaTorah. Now the reason it should, you could say, okay, wait. It was really three possible reasons why Shvius wouldn't be knowing Bizman Azeh. Possible reasons. One is if Kedusha Shnia lo kitchen loss in Lavo. But pretty much in terms of everything else, we paskin Kedusha Shnia is kitchen loss in Lavo. There might be a requirement also of Kol Yoshveha Oleho, just like there is by Yovel. There might be a requirement by Shemitah too of Kol Yoshveha Oleho. The Rambam Shita is, you have such a requirement even for Truma. And Trumas Banas the Rabbanon, even though the Rambam rather holds Kedusha Shniya Kitchen Lushaitim and Kitchen Lushaitim, but you need Kol Yoshvei Olam, huh? Then the Machlokes, you know, because we're pushing Rov. So is it Kol or is it Rov? Do you need each Shevet? Do you have to know which Shevet? Do the Shevet have to be the Bur of Chelko? But you know, and who do you count? Do you count not from people? Do you count people whose lineage is questionable? Like, how do you really determine Rov? But I'll put them in terms of the Goyish statistics. We're pushing Rov. Anyway, so that's the second side, that it's the Rabbanon. The third side is that it's Hukash to Yovel. It's a little like the second side, except it's a little different, that even if there's no requirement of Kol Yoshvei Olam for Shemitah, but maybe it's only knowing that Man Shayovel knowing. And that's the Shita of Rebbe, really, in the Gemara, in Gittin, and in Moed Katan, that Shemitah is totally in Yovel, and if there's no Yovel, there's no Shemitah, with your Isa. Anyway, he's going now and it's taught him that it's the Oraisa. That's how we pass him as a Machlokes Rishonim. He's going to go through now. So some hold it's Minatoyer of Isman Hazeh. Shum Shein HaShviyas Tluya B'Yoigel Klau. It's not Tali and Yoigel. Babel B'Shein HaYoigel Noyegel and Isman Shekol Yoshveh HaOleh. We're on page 444. Bikovogom Shviyas Noyegel Gam Isman Hazeh. Uvishum Kedushas Oretz. Soivrim Heim. Shekedusha Shniya Kitchula Shaita V'Kitchula Sedlovo. V'Lobot Lo Kedushas Oretz. Bukhurban Bayusheni. Okay, now there are those, the Kesef Mishnah, who hold that the Rambam holds like that. Because of this Rambam, Bein Bifnei Abayas, Bein Shalom Bifnei Abayas. It's the Chayyar, it's Nistar from the Rambam himself. Later on in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yoivo, he pretty much says Beferish, it's the Rabbanon. And also, Shalom Bifnei Abayas just has to mean there's no Beis HaMikdash Kayyam. You know, you can have Yoivo being Noyeg without a Beis HaMikdash Kayyam. That's not Yovel's not Tali in the Beis HaMikdash. Yovel's Tali in whatever it's Tali in. So, okay, but there are, and certainly the Ramban, and he brings on here in the footnotes a whole host of Shitas that it's Deraisa. We continue, what? Sorry? Yudhisha Shniyah is Ezra. Ezra. And that's really Rov. I mean, that's Rav Kook Zatzal. I mean, Paschim like that, Lamaisa. The Chazanish Paschim like that, Lamaisa. The Derech Amuna, of course, does. He basically follows the Chazanish in the Sefer. And the consensus, pretty much, is that you can rely on the Shittas that it's the Rabbanon B'zman Hazeh. V'yishom Shabila B'zman Habayis. Okay? Again, on the bottom, you have a whole list of Shitas that Shvias was going to say is
Midrash Bonon. That depends on which reason it's Rabbanon.
Well,
because
certainly.
Because Yovel wasn't Noeg, so then Yovel canceled. And, well, could have been a
most
canceled.
Say that it's Rabbanon because it's only Noeg when Yovel's Noeg.
Yeah, that would allow for that even be done by Shishon.
Yeah. The Yesh Misha Omer, this third Shita, is thrown in whenever they need it. The Yesh Misha Omer, Shibaz Manazeh. Kivi shein lonu based in samuch she yakade shonim v'yimne shmitim eina shviyas nahegas afilu medrabonon v'einu alamidus chasidus vidas yechidim the balamor holds like that maybe arrive it v'nire so Rav Kook says afilu ledevrayim for kibbul avosenu yoshvei eretz yisrael me'olam tamachar shekor lohoyol ha'abdin based in the Kadeshonim, Lochus Lohanik Shvias, Zechel Chiyashvias Shal Torah, Shetianu Hegat Kasher Yeshuva, Shal Yisrael, Leretz Yisrael, Yu Kol Yoshvel Leo. The Kook says you can't play games. It's a Shita that's the Chuya from Halacha, and it shouldn't. The Chayri is saying you can't even use it as a series. You want to be Mitzara of different things, but he does Paskin, I mean, that. that the Mechira that he instituted was certainly based on the idea that Shvias Bezman says the Rabbanon. Like, he wouldn't have touched him with a 10-foot pole, he said. Like, because you get into Shilohs of Haroma, then so if it's the Rabbanon, you know, Haroma is okay. Even in the Gemara, Haroma, you have Haroma, so you find an Isser of the Rabbanon. The question really is, so the Chazon Ish insists that there are many kulos that you do in a drabbanon that you can't do even if Shemitah is midrabbanon. Like, you don't do something drabbanon in a kula, because since it's ikrei min ha-Torah and you're doing it as a form, as if it's yoraisa, so this, he has a list of kulos that you don't say, even though it's midrabbanon. But there are many things, not everything, but there's certain like klolei halacha that you don't apply. You can't just go lakula, for example. That's the one that stands out in my mind. So that's halacha. Like, that's halacha chafe. Halacha chafe is the Rambam. It's a little vague. But Lamaisa, the Paiskim say that the Rambam told that the Rabbanim is Manazeh. Let me just find the other Rambam that pretty much says it in Seiris. Yeah, what? If someone says that word, it's the third sheet. It's only a Midas Chassidus. If you see, yes, a minute. But he's doich of that from Halacha. Okay. Let's see if there's any, if there's a point we should get. Oh, I'm sorry. It's interesting. Even the Kesef Mishnah says the general rule of Kol Mitzvah Shekluyin Baretz and the Neves Ela Baretz. Okay. Rebbe holds. Rebbe in the Gemara says Shemitah B'Zmanah says the Rabbanon, and the question really more properly put is: we pass on like Rebbe or like Chachamim? Maskonos Chazon Ish Mesimun Chaf Aleph. Shemitah b'zman hazeh is the Rabbanon. The Rambam passes like that. It's in Perek Yud Halacha Tes. That's where the Rambam pretty much says it's the Arise, it's the Rabbanon. It's kedai to see it. The Kesef Mishnah has to make a huge doichek there. The Rambam says b'zman, when Yovel's noyeg, b'zman sheina Yovel noyeg, ena noyeg echad mikoleilu. He has a whole list of things. But the Arichayma Evad Ivri. Chutzman Hashmita, the Mashmal says that that's not with the Rabbanon. He's talking with the Rabbanon. Anyway, so the Chazon Ish passes with the Rabbanon. And Shaloi B'fnei Abayis just means Shaloi B'fnei Abayis. Okay, let's go back to Halacha Chavov. I said no maps, but I made maps. We're not going to study the maps. We can't. It's not, but to have a general idea, this is Eretz Yisrael, Oile Mitzrayim. You're looking together. I made, I think, 5 copies. It's good you keep it, because we're going to talk about Amon Amoyev and Surya. This is all Oile Mitzrayim. Wait, I need one too. And here's Oile Bavel. You see it stretches much more much more west. Here's Oile Bovel. Okay, I mean, it's just to give a general idea. You see Surya, you see Amun Amoyev, you see Eva Hayardain. Surya's Eretz Yisrael stretches really very far north. I mean, into what we call today Lebanon. Some say almost into Turkey. Some say mamish into Turkey. Look where some Shitas have Horei Amnon, all the way up north. All the way up north, they have Horei Amnon. But Surya is like more to the east. And Amun Amoyev is like south and east. Moab is even more south. Edom is even more south. Eva Hayardin, which is the land of Sichon and Oig, you see, is... No, it's Eva Hayardin. Where's Sichon and Oig? This map doesn't show it. Here is from Encyclopedia Talmudis. It's a little harder to read.
These are from the other ones.
The other ones are from Arts Grove. Shvius. And this is from Encyclopedia Talmudis. If you look at the Encyclopedia Talmudis map, they also have delineated, they're more of an idea. You see Eva Hayardain, and you see Surya. Surya stretches across, so that's like more north and more east. Eva Yarden is more south, southeast. I'm just looking for Oig and Sichon. Here, Golan Bamashan. It's a little more north, I think, than Eva Yarden.
Anything north of
Yavok,
right?
Yeah. Where do you see Yavok? Can you point it out to us? Okay, the purpose is to give just a general idea. We're not going to... Where the Oile Mitzrayim map? Where are you looking at? So where do you see it? Arnon Yabok. No, so that's Eva Hayarden. I mean, that's called Eva Hayarden. Sichon and Og. I mean. When we see the words Eva Hayarden, we're looking at Sichon and Og, right? Of course. And then Surya is there. So where primarily did where's an Oile Bovel map? What did Oile Bovel cut out? What didn't they have? I'm sorry, yeah, Oile Bovel. What didn't they have? See, they didn't make the map like to scale. Like you can't. South of Ashkelon, they cut out, right? And they cut out, I think, west. They cut out west of. See, you can't tell. They didn't make the same proportions. See, Pori is in. You look at these maps, you would think Oile Bovel is more. What? Yeah, but still, I'm trying to get a proportion of what they cut out. I think south of Ashkelon. You mean north? Right, here's the, right. And what about on the west? Well, they didn't have Eva Hayardain. Why, here's the Yardin. And in Cheshbon, they had Eva Yard, Oli Bubba had Eva Yardin. That's no, that's a different thing. You mean if it means there's a machokas if it means the real Eva, what we traditionally call Eva. Okay, that's enough. That's all. I just wanted to get acquainted. Amon Moav Edom. Halacha Chavov. Because you have to know what applies to what. Koshech Zikubo. So again, these are just going to be words. We're not studying the maps. Koshech Zikubo Eile Bovel Ad Ziv. So also Bavodu the Rambam Paskins. V'chol Hasvichin Shetzomchim Bo Asurin Bachilu. Those are the two biggies. And certainly you have to make everything Hefker. And it's also Bavodu. And Svichin is also. Svichin is usually the first to go. To become Mutter. If you're going to have any Kula. This is Svichin. That's when the Rabbanon. So you know, the full force is an Olei Bava. The Chol Shaloach Zikiboy Aloyle B'Tzrayim B'Levad. Shumik Ziv Adanor V'Adamono. We're not going to go into the exactly word. Yeah. Abo Pishu Osir Bavodu B'Shvias. This is the Rambam's Lashon. It's Osir Bavodu. HaSvichin Shetzom Chubo Mutorin Ba'Achila. Svichin is Mutter. So in Oilei Mitzrayim, Svichin is Mutter. U'anor Mamono Boholo Mutter Bavodu B'Shvias. That's Mamash Chutz Loretz. So let's see the Shabbos Oretz. Say the first Uksiv Amon Asman Dinan Mechutz. Okay, that's Uksiv Asur Bavoy. That's Bachila Svichin Amon. Mutter's Gan Amon Amon Dinan Mechutz. Okay, Beis. On page 447, Beis. Kedusha Shvias B'Gvulos Oilei Mitzrayim. That's really a big makom. Diyun that you have to decide what you're going to do. The Svichin is Mutter, but Pashtasin has Kedusha Shvias. That's what he's going to talk about. V'masha Mutter Bachila Svichin, but Oilei Mitzrayim, not Oilei Bavel, Svichin is Mutter to eat. V'yishoyimim shemekomukom Kedusha Shvias Nehegas Kohen. There would be an Issus Chayra, and a Chiyav Biur, and an Issur Hefzit, if you treat it with Kedusha Shvias. Eloshenin Chamurin, Chaimer shall svichin shall Eretz Yisrael ha'ikris shasurin bachila legamri. The elu shegodlu b'makomos shlo hachzika bo hanoyle bovel elu oyle mitzrayim b'levad utorn hen bachila. Lefizeh kal chaimer advorim shekedusha shvius nohagos b'peiros shenizru bohen b'isser. It's also bavoda. He's not talking about if the karka belongs to a guy or not. He's not getting into that now. He's just talking about the kedusha shvius is noyim. So in Oilei Mitzrayim, you have kedusha shvius and you have hetter svichin. The yesh omrim, continuing in number two, shegam din biur. And you have to deal with a lot of things by Shemitah. Like we saw last week, if something started growing in Shishis, so there's no Issa Svichin. That's how you pass them like that rash. But if it's Yerokos, and you picked it in Shvias, it's going to have to do Shvias. So you won't have Issa Svichin, but you'll have to do Shvias. So here also, Oilei Mitzrayim territory, just I don't even remember if Eitz uses this. They'll be here Monday, 9 Tavis, July 7th. They'll be having maps. So they've been, so the Svichin is Mutter, but it has Kedusha Shvias, but some say there's no Din Biur. Page 449, V'yesh Mestapkim, in the day of Zuein Agus Klal Kedusha Shvias. Maybe. Perish Leilu Hamakomos. Uksheim Shein Abir Noyeg Bahen. That's ready a Mishnah. Kachay Noyeg Ben Shumdolim Ekdush Perish Vias. Oi, maybe. Shirak Kalu Shekhilu Bedin Abir. So Yeh Noyeg Bahen. Kol Shor Din Perish Vias Noyeg Man. Nesur Han Lachilu Bedin Perish Vias Hashanim. Yeh Bedush Perish Vias. That's a Shailah Ban Oilei Mitzrayim territory. Yeshayim should double borrow, should voice in the Makoy Mishamanish or something that Cholam Aperish will have the Shvias. that there's no Kedusha Shvias, and it's only Elish Asurim Lavo Nesaretz. Is that for sure? You're not allowed to work the land there. You always have to juggle in your mind all the Asurim by Shvias. This Ravoda, the Kedusha's Paris, and the Din Bir, and the Din to make it Hefker. That always has to, that's the mix. So here he's saying, Nachma Oile Mitzrayim, the Rambam says Beferish is no Issa Svichim. Whether or not this Kedusha Shvias seems to be a Shiloh. Some say there's no beer. Bishon, right? Necholomen Beferish Beferish, Kolasholomen Kedusha Shvias, Nahigos Ben Klau. That's the Rash and the Groh, if you look at the footnotes, the Pasach Volchon. So if you look at the footnotes, they tell you this sometimes. No. I don't know what Lamaisa they do. Let me see what he says in the Mishpatei Aretz. Mokom shekov shemoy leMitzrayim, the loy kov shemoy leBavel, loy noyeg menes esvichim. Aber asuram bavoda, the yesh kedusha shviyas the peyos hagdelim shom, not chayovim bebir. So they're machmir. Chazanish extends his chumrah about karka to a goy, even to these places too. That Oile Mitzrayim Shvius is noyeg even the karka to a goy. Then they take the position, it's very not clear where the gvulim are, and you can't just be mekil, you have to like be pretty vadai. Ain't on the yoidim b'melahokel hilchach myshavus hamisufokus b'chlau is a svichin, and you can't just be making. Gam b'chayvus beer horer of al yashiv shein lahokel b'mekomo shasafikim hey meretz Israel. He says beer is a din iser, not a din momen. So if you have a suffik because of the gvulos, you have to be machmir. Okay, gets it. One big confusion. If you look in Gimel at the bottom of page 449, Neva is for sure mutter in Oile Mitzrayim, and it's for sure also to be over the Avodah. Svichin, that's two sheets. It's for sure Avodah is also, and for sure Svichin is mutter. The shaila I see is what beer and kedusha shvius, and what about hefker? So if this kedusha shvius, obviously, I mean, but it's possible there's hefker. Let's make it hefker. No, I'm wrong. Look at page 448. L'day azu yeshoyim sheish bem gam chaydus hefker, the patura metrumas of ma'isrus, the yeshoyim shaf sheish bem kedusha shvius, ein bem chaydus hefker. Whoa. How could that be? Shlomo Zalman says that way. I'm just looking at the footnotes. It sounds very, very strange.
Don't they both come from the same place?
What?
Don't they both come from the same place? It's just Svias and
Kolos. Yeah. Could be not. Could be if you hold that. I mean, you're dealing with a drabonon, so it's very hard to make a hagdara. Whether Adoma is Kadosh or Paris on Kadosh, I don't know what to make of it. I mean, it's unfair just to read it, you know. Okay.
That could be because of the Mama on this one. The Kola Hefker is the
Mama is
stopping from
Ok, Okay, then you have shitas that if only betrayim, it's not even an isra avoda. Yes, mishayim eshakol amakomus loikovshim only bogo gam besriya lukarim haim. That's a shitas yochid. The bar of tzarchloima shali de nachrim hoyuzoyrim shiloy de Israel. It says in the Mishnah nechal abaloi nevad. Say, I'm not 100% sure. To me, that's where they do like Hetta Mechira Mechumra, Oitza Haaretz. They have, I don't want to say maybe not, Oila Mitzrayim, in Oila Mitzrayim territory. When you say Oila Mitzrayim, by the way, it means not Oila Bobo. Something's called Oila Mitzrayim, it means Hetta Mechira, not Oila Bobo. The Eishorim Shalom Deazu Hetta Avoidin Oigla Maisa Gambeit Sola Marogas. Look at the bottom. Vav. Yeshurim shafla asleivim shibgulos alei bavel. Ain kinyan legoy lahafkias kedushas haaretz. Chiyuv shmita. Right. Shibgulos alei mitzrayim. I think that shibgulos alei mitzrayim alok hishayesh kinyan kedin suriyim. Pumutul yisrael avet shom bekarkas al goy. See, the whole, as we said, the whole Hetta Mechira is based on being makil, that on karka of a goy there's no kedusha shvius, and the rationale of that is only if shmita b'zmana says the rabbana. That's why it starts with kedusha b'zmana that means the rabbana. And that's the chazanish, that's maybe that one of the places that the chazanish says no, just because it's the rabbana, it can't be so makil. It's not like Surya. Surya, the whole Surya is only midrabbanon. But to say that Shvius Bezman Hazeh, the Rabbanon, also says that Yesh Kinyan, so that's really the Nakud of the Chazon Ish. What Rav Kook is saying here is that even if you hold that Yesh Kinyan Bezman Hazeh is the rule of the Bavel, but the Gvulas of Oyla Mitzrayim, Yesh Kinyan. It's like Surya. So Oyla Mitzrayim is no worse than Surya. So Karka Vagoy, in Oyla Mitzrayim territory, you can go with no Kedusha Shvius. Okay, so that's... Okay, so let's... So again, so... Alokha Chafei talked about Shvius Bizman Hazeh. Okay. Halacha Chavav talked about Oile Mitzrayim and Oile Bava. Halacha Chav Zion, page 452, talks about Surya. Surya is like more what? More east, more north, more north and more east of Eva Ayarda. Right, Aram Saiva, Aram Aram, right, it's like east and north. Surya Avobish and Shvias Mahekas Bamana Torah. So that's for sure. Gozer Aleh Shetei Asura Baboy the Bishvius Keretz Yisrael Kadesh Shlo Yanichu Eretz Yisrael VeYelchu VeYishtaku Sham. So that people shouldn't move to Syria. Avol Amon Umoyav UMitzrayim BeShinor Avol Bishen Chayavim BeMaisus MeDivreihem Ein Shvius LeHegas Bohem. Okay. Then the Shabbos Aris Rav Kook speaks out that they only made this Rabboy Don Mechuber. But the Isurim that we saw that exists with the Rabbanon to process the Tvua Kedarko Mitolush, that you can do in Surya also. That's a mission. It's a first mission of Shvius. You're only Geyser on Mechubah. They just, as you move away from Eretz Yisrael, they're more and more Mekel. The Chiddush is that they're not Machmer at all. The Amun Amoyev Zeshel Marnu Shem Shvius Nehegas Bohem Yesh Mistapkin Ezechelikum and Archelay Bahayarde. Bago ki shes kol veshlo yachziko ele gomul dinu shavu pishu nechol eno nevad, but in other words, he's saying Amun Amoyav, that the Rambam says there's no Shvius, might include Eretz Sichon Ba'oik. Because even though it got Kedushas Aris through Moshe Rabbeinu, or Yeshua, whatever, but that's what he's saying. Yeshoimrim, that the Oilei Bovel, it certainly is more Kal than even Oilei Mitzrayim territory. Because the Oilei Bovel were not Kavishit, and it's more cow than all oil in Mitzrayim territory. It's even more cow. Mikomo gomoyel and is a tam, is what some say. Oishemo, if you look at number two, that Amun Amoyev and the Rambam that says there's no Shvius at all, is only the Amun Amoyev Shaloi Taru B'Sichon, not Eva Hayardin. Hashem kol ma she'over she'kvar kiv she'mayu l'Mitzrayim ein chilek v'dover afilu ma she'lo yechziku, you know, it always has a kedusha of the Rabbanon of oil Mitzrayim afilu ma she'lo yechziku b'mayu l'bodel mikomu kom kedusha shvius nehegas b'hen ala she'ni l'achilu ha'ikilu v'kein eretz amun u'moyev she'nich b'shal yidei Moshe which is sichin anoig higam ken k'moyson she'bimikomu she'kitshu mayu l'bodel noig ben din shvius okay, so when the Rambam says there's no Shvius at all in Amun Amoyav, there's a machlekes if it means even Eretz Sichon Anoig or not, which we also call Eva Yardin. He told me about Michael that Oitzoris doesn't touch. They don't take from Eva Yardin at all. They don't take from Eva Yardin. It's from Jordan. They don't take from
in the south.
What?
South,
I don't know if they can get that. Yeah, he's talking about Eva Yardin. Let's call Eva Yardin. Says the government pressured them a lot to take from Jordan, but they don't want to touch it. They don't want to take it. I don't know. They don't want to be so much. No, but it's Goyim. It's owned by Goyim. Why don't they want to be Megill? I don't know. It's not clear to me. Don't they go that the Pocket of Kedusha? It's owned by Goyim. I don't know why. They don't know. They'll do the mechira, the chumra, they call it at times. They'll do certain. I don't know. I'm trying to remember now. Why won't they take my yard? I don't know. Maybe it means the West Bank. Okay. And halacha chavches is eva yardin. Shvius nahegas b'min divrehem. The Rambam does hold Shvius Negev Amitvim and Eva Yardin. Svichei Eva Yardin and Svichei Surya Matoram Ba'achila Loh Yiyu Arotzos Eilu Chamurin Me'eretz Yisrael Shech Zika Bo'el Mitzrayim. So Svichim is Mutter in Eva Yardin. Even if you hold Shvius is Noyek, Svichim is Mutter. And Svichei Surya is Mutter. Okay, so again, when you have Kedusha Shvius, if you have Kedusha Shvius. Okay, if that's all, I see if you don't have a map, you don't know. Okay, we're going to have to stop here. I have to go. Sorry. So, what it's really that you don't really gain much knowledge. So, I mean, you know some Mikre Halachas, but the Papoyo. Not so edifying. I guess if you don't know the map, you don't know where your food's coming from, so it's not really that edifying.
Status of the next
generation. What?
Status of the next generation.
Shmaya Sashir or Shmita? Why, we're going to go learn by them. We're going to learn. We have to get, now we're getting into more Lamaisa, how to treat Paris with Kedusha Shvius.
That's going to be next week's topic.
I don't know. You're putting me on the spot here. But we're moving into more Lamaisa. I thought tonight would be more Lamaisa. I realize it's not. Very not Lamaisa. We're going to buy whatever they sell us. I'm sorry. But they're going to explain it when they're here.
Someone making a flyer for
this? Yeah, we're working on it. Don't worry. I want to use you. I want to send you on a shlichus. Do you have a car here, maybe?
What?
You have a car here.